Just invoking the inner friend. Let your own being, your own presence come more to the forefront. That's done simply by letting your buddhi gently focus on your own being. The experience is you become more dominant because the mind itself is like a mirror turning towards you, which means that the mind is not having any other type of objectifications. So your presence becomes dominant in the mind, not competing with all other types of perceptions or emotions or contents of the objectified pratis, pratis about objectifying the world in one way or another. Just keep bringing your mind back to your own presence and make that subtle shift, letting the mind, the buddhi, gently focus on you, that you just be yourself, being yourself, and the vritti, the buddhi, is focused on you. There's two things happening. The ahankara resolves into the aham, into my true nature. I am that. So just being yourself. And buddhi, as though pranams to your being. Body relax, the mind relax, welcoming whatever experiences are passing through. Just abide as yourself with your buddhi, doing namaskaram, doing pranami. Do your being, which is the very self of Ishwara. Your mind wanders away from just being present, being yourself. The buddhi wanders away from its gentle focus on you. Just bring it back. Relax. Your own presence becoming more and more dominant, coming as though more and more to the foreground. body continues its pranam, and your body and mind continue to relax more and more deeply. Understanding what that means. The ahankara usually is landing on your mind or your mind-body complex. And with your knowledge, I am Brahman, the ahankara, born of a jnana, now shifts to the aham. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. It's another way of saying just be yourself, yourself, which is Brahman. Let the aham land on you, on Brahman. View the thoughts or feelings that may be passing through as just wispy clouds that don't cover the day. They don't cover the sun, they don't cover the day, they don't really have any effect whatsoever on you. There's nothing to be afraid of, nothing to get rid of. Just simply be yourself. Eyelids gently closed, no wrinkle in the eyelid, very gently resting on the lower lid. Your face having a gentle smile. Yourself. Gently focusing on my own presence, my own being. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. Being myself, I am Brahman. yourself with a gentle awareness of all of the thoughts, the feelings, the perceptions, all of the experiences that are presenting themselves to me. Being myself, untouched by those experiences, untouched by Maya. Viewing myself along with those experiences. Ishwaroham. I am Ishwara. The experiences rest in me without touching or changing me. Just relax. Recognize the truth of that. All the experiences rest in me, are not away from me, and do not touch me or change me in any way. Aham Brahmasmi, I am just pure conscious being. Ishwaroham, I am Brahman. With this Maya Upadhi, Ishwaroham, this display of duality, all that exists within time and space, I am the Adhishtana of this Maya. I am the Self, the Adhishtana, the truth of this Maya. Which has its being only in me. All of my experiences as the Adhishtana, and I am free of all of my experiences as the Adhishtana. All of the experiences, the sounds of the birds, whatever perceptions, physical sensations, worries, thoughts, memories. Just relax. Welcome all the experiences. Noticing they all take place in you, but you are not touched by them. Just gently closed, the lids gently closed, resting very softly in the lower lids. Gentle smile on your face. Being yourself. Untouched. By all experiences. What is true in meditation is true in life. In Nididhyasana, we slow down. We slow down. Why? So I can notice and given the time to notice the truth of my being, the freedom of my being.